News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. I'm on with Linda Murray. She's a registered dietitian and a candidate for Burlington City Council. Linda, good morning.
Good morning, Rob. Excited to be here this morning. It's a beautiful day, and a very special person was born this day.
Oh?
Myself. It's my birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Linda.
To me. Happy birthday to me.
So, okay, you made it past the first round.
I know. Very psyched. Very, very appreciative of all my supporters that made it out in that nasty weather to the polls that day.
It was kind of a rainy, dreary day.
Yeah.
Much unlike today.
Oh, today's beautiful.
Now, with that in mind, we're going to kind of get down to brass tacks. We're going to get into some details. We're going to get into some policy today. And we're going to start with taxes. Specifically, the tax rate in Burlington, which is $16.33 per $1,000 assessed valuation. And it was raised to that level in February specifically to pay for personnel increases at the Burlington Police and Fire Departments. Now, with that in mind, would you approve another increase to increase staffing levels even further as the Burlington Police Chief and Fire Chiefs are both requesting?
That's a really tough question, Rob. You know, when you say taxes, people get really whipped up, and I don't blame them. We have a lot of people in Burlington on fixed incomes, and I have a lot of empathy for them. They're trying to stretch those dollars tighter. And the last time I checked at the grocery store, the price of groceries was not going down, and the gas station, the price of gas was not going down. So the last thing I would want to do is raise taxes, since we just did that. However, on the other hand, I always want to support our Burlington Police Department, and I feel that they're doing a good job, and I want to do what they need, give them their support, and understand that we really appreciate them and applaud the hard work that they've been doing.
So would you raise taxes if it came to that in order to fund those staffing increases?
Gosh, I prefer at all costs not to do that. If push comes to shove, we might have to. I know we're asking the city to do a lot more with less. I understand we used to have like 273 city employees. Now we have 200. So we're really stretching those people about as far as they can be stretched. I would like to see maybe tax and rebates for seniors. I mean, there are some other creative options that we can explore. I would like to explore the opportunity of generating more revenue. I know just at the chamber meeting this morning, the subject of a hotel downtown near the riverfront came up. And that riverfront of ours is not only beautiful, but has a lot of untapped revenue generating potential out there. And boy, a hotel with the layers that you go up, a lot of people don't realize that's your tax as your layers go up. So downtown properties are very, very valuable to us, as is a hotel that would be taxed on those increasing layers.
So we'll go now to crime. I figure police staffing levels straight to crime. Crime, a major issue for citizens of Burlington. Of course, it was talked about a lot in the campaign by a lot of different candidates. What can the city council do to mitigate crime in this community?
Well, Rob, I've always said before, an ounce of prevention's worth a pound of cure, and Ben Franklin was the first one to cite that in 1736, and I think it still holds true today. To tackle the problem of crime will require a multifaceted approach. One thing that has shown to be effective at deterring crime is the integration of police into the neighborhoods, and I know some of our listeners have heard me speak before about Ames and their Donut or Do Not campaign, but to summarize for our listeners that haven't heard that, it's a video on YouTube video. You can go and look it up. It's actually quite hilarious. It features two policemen, one representing the police department from Ames, the other from Iowa State. And together they're chomping on donuts, and they're saying things like, do not disrespect your police, do not discriminate, do not hate, do not make bad decisions. And in return for this good citizen behavior, we will reward you with donuts. And they clarify that police donuts, as you know, taste much better than the regular kind. So our Burlington police used to have something similar to that in their You've Been Caught campaign, and the culprits would be caught red-handed children riding their bikes with a bike helmet on, for example, and the police would issue them a coupon that said, "You've been caught, so you get a free ice cream cone." So, we, like I mentioned before, we do have good leadership going on with our police department. Doug Beard and actually mentions that crime rate is actually down. I know it's a perception problem that we're working on. Violent crime is up in our city, unfortunately, but overall crime is diminished. Some other things we could try, Rob, is city block parties. Some of the neighborhoods are going to start doing that. And, boy, after you share a bratwurst and a beer with someone, it's more difficult to consider them a stranger. Another project I've talked about before has been successful in some communities is the turquoise table project. For example, when I was a child, my mom would spread a blanket down on the lawn, and we'd gather there with friends to play, and neighbor would show up, and they'd share a soda together, and we had just that neighborhood community feel. Well, a woman by the name of Kristen Shell wanted to recreate that feel, so she brought a picnic table, painted it a vibrant turquoise, put it in her front yard, and sat out there with a cup of coffee and a laptop. Neighbors stopped by, and friends were formed. Seniors that had been isolated stopped by and suddenly had a connection, and it really worked. And the table green or the turquoise table project was born. So I'd like to see maybe something like that tried in our town. So that's a couple of things I have. Now, hiring police officers has been brought up. And I do feel that if we hire more police officers, or I'm rather, a lot of people think that if we hire more police officers, that that will be the solution to crime in Burlington. And I understand where they're coming from. And I am in favor of giving the police what they want and their needs and supports. But let me make this point clear. Having more police doesn't mean police are preventing crime. It improves the response to crime. That's pretty important, so I'm going to say that again. Having more police doesn't necessarily mean that police are preventing crime. It improves the response time to crime.
Tax increment financing is frequently used by the city for various reasons. What are your thoughts on TIF? What should it be used for? What shouldn't it be used for?
Well, Rob, I think that TIF can be a useful tool when it's handled strategically, but we need to weigh it out carefully. If we're doing this, how ultimately in the long run, in the long term, will it benefit Burlington? Because in the short term, we're straining the tax rolls. We've got less monies coming into our schools and our city coffers. So the short term might look really rosy, but in the long term, is it really a good deal? So we have to weigh that out carefully. Some communities are over-TIFing, or they have over for TIF to themselves, and they're hurting. I feel if we use TIF to redevelop depressed areas of town, I think that's a really good idea. Redeveloping these areas of town increase home values, crime rates decrease, sense of pride improves. So, yes, I can support TIF if it's used strategically and carefully, not just to rip up good quality Iowa farmland.
Water rates in the city, water rates are high and continuously increasing. Is there anything the city council can do to alleviate high utility costs?
Well, a lot of that had to do when we had to separate out the sewer and the water and had to redo that, is what I understand on that. There is a possibility that we can delay when some of that project is done. Again, we kind of have to look at our priorities and return to that.
You've made it this far. You've made it onto the November 7th ballot. And with that in mind, what case are you going to make to Burlington voters who maybe did not vote for you in the primary? Why should they pick you to sit on the council in November?
Well, one of the things I think that differentiates me from some of my running mates is, as a woman, I lend a unique perspective to politics. I can help bridge the inclusion and diversity gap that has existed in our city council for a long time. As you know, Burlington is over 52% female, yet predominantly men have represented your dreams and aspirations of what your city can be. I really think the time is now, Rob. It's time to have more female representation on our city council. The female talent gap in politics is real. That's why the Carrie Chapman Catt Center in Ames holds trainings, which I had the opportunity to attend 10 years ago. I think the time to champion women in politics is now. I can reflect the needs of children, seniors, and the poor. I've worked with all those entities in the past. Women can be considered, and I feel I am very creative. Many new ideas are identified by women, initiated by women. Women are social beings by nature. I think I can bring more citizens into the process, and I want to lend a shout out to all the citizens that came out to City Council last night. And I know sometimes your message isn't a message that the council wants to hear, but your voice needs to be heard. And I really, really appreciate you coming out and letting your voice be heard. So women do push for a more open, transparent government, and I think that's important.
Linda Murray, she's a registered dietitian, candidate for Burlington City Council on the November 7th ballot. Thank you very much, Linda, for joining me today.
Hey, thank you, Rob.